What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so today we're going to power through the last part of Retool's State of AI Report 2024. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, talking about inference platforms and the adoption of inference platforms in AI development. If you're not familiar with the term, inference platforms are essentially tools that help companies deploy and manage AI models in an actual production environment. But are companies actually using them? It turns out that the majority of the respondents of this Retool survey are not currently using any inference platform. Over half, 51.9%, reported not utilizing these tools, which might be surprising given the growing popularity of AI. However, this reluctance to adopt the platforms isn't entirely unexpected. We've seen some reluctance to adopt AI models and tools outside of inference platforms as well. And these platforms often come with hefty hardware requirements and significant training costs. It's a lot more difficult to implement across an enterprise level company, which makes them a challenging investment for some of these companies. In fact, the lack of technical expertise and resources is cited as the main or second biggest pain point in AI development for these companies. So for the companies that are using inference platforms like Amazon SageMaker and Databricks have emerged as the most popular choices. However, it's worth noting that even among those using these platforms, the distribution is fairly even across other providers as well, which is good. It indicates a diverse landscape of options for companies and a good, healthy competition or competitive environment. Interestingly, Databricks stands out for receiving the highest marks in user satisfaction. This could be due to its user-friendly interface. It has a lot of robust features, and it's been a staple in the database and database management community and market for a while. And it also offers very comprehensive support. It's clear that while these platforms aren't universally adopted yet, those who are using them are definitely finding value in the right tools. So what does this all mean? The adoption of these inference platforms is still in its early stages, just like a lot of AI adoption at enterprise scale. And it's likely due to the barriers to entry that we mentioned earlier. However, as AI continues to gain traction, we can definitely expect to see the increased adoption of these platforms, especially as they become more accessible and user-friendly. In the meantime, these companies will need to carefully weigh the costs and benefits of using high-cost inference platforms like Databricks or SageMaker to determine if they're the right fit for their AI initiatives. The next section of the report talks about some developer tools that are being used currently by these respondents. And the most popular here is called Hugging Face, which is a company that builds application tools for building machine learning apps and stuff like that. It is worth mentioning that about 40% of respondents aren't bringing any additional tooling for AI development into their business right now. nearly 60% are using additional tools, however, either homegrown or off the shelf to streamline their AI projects, which suggests a growing ecosystem of resources and tools out there for us. And that's making AI development much more accessible and more efficient. It's only going to improve with time. Many companies are also opting for a multi-tool approach. In addition to Hugging Face, there's a tool called L-A-N-G Chain. And that's another top pick along with Hugging Face, indicating that developers are willing to add more than one tool into their toolbox and combine the strengths of multiple tools together. Interestingly, over half of the respondents are using frameworks for building user interfaces, highlighting the importance of creating intuitive and user-friendly AI applications. This shows that AI isn't just about the complex algorithms and the models and the machine learning. It's also about delivering a seamless user experience. As AI continues to gain traction, again, we can expect to see this number of people not implementing these frameworks or developer tools to decrease from that 40% number as more companies realize the benefits and become more comfortable with the AI frameworks that are available. Okay, powering forward here, the next section that the report talks about is GPUs or graphic processing units. And these powerful chips are basically the workhorses behind many of our AI applications And their costs in resource allocation are causing some big head scratching in the tech industry right now. So let's just start with the basics. Owning and operating GPUs is not cheap. So it's no surprise that only a small percentage of companies are actually doing it themselves right now. Most are either renting GPUs from major cloud providers or emerging players, while a significant chunk aren't using them directly at all. But for those companies that are investing in their own GPUs to run their AI models, is it paying off? Well, the jury is still out. A slight majority of the respondents believe that they're seeing a return on their investment, but a substantial portion remains unsure, which could indicate a challenge in accurately measuring the ROI of these GPUs and the performance of these GPUs, especially in the ever-shifting, evolving AI landscape that we're dealing with right now. Interestingly, larger companies seem to have a better grasp on the ROI of GPUs. I think that makes sense, with a higher percentage reporting positive returns compared to smaller companies. It could be due to their greater experience with implementing AI, more access to sophisticated tools or for measuring, things like that. The picture gets even a little cloudier when it comes to how well these companies are actually allocating their existing GPU resources, if they're doing it correctly, efficiently, or if there's room for improvement there. Opinions here are almost evenly split, with a slight majority unsure if they've got it right. Surprisingly, even those who feel their company isn't allocating this GPU resource correctly, they're still reporting seeing some ROI. This suggests that even with an imperfect implementation, the benefits of using these powerful processing units definitely outweigh the costs, and there's only room for improvement, really. As the landscape continues to evolve, it's crucial, and it's going to be crucial for these companies to regularly assess or reassess their GPU performance and strategies. Optimizing that re resource allocation is going to unlock even greater value and ensure that these companies are getting the most out of their AI investments. All right, a little earlier, we mentioned a couple pain points that were being brought up by the respondents to the survey. So we're going to touch on a few of those. And we're going to get real about the AI stack here and what's working and what's not. It turns out that building and deploying AI apps isn't all sunshine and rainbows and smooth sailing. The biggest hurdles developers are facing aren't necessarily technical, though. They're often rooted in these data security concerns that we're talking about, or the limited resources or limited company policy communication that's going on, and the high costs associated with these the computational requirements of these AI tools. Beyond that, organizational challenges like getting buy-in from management or the top of the company and internal processes can also throw a huge wrench in the works. It's clear that building a successful AI stack is not just about choosing the right tools, but also addressing the broader challenges that are going to come with implementing this new technology. But it's not all doom and gloom. The majority of respondents are actually pretty satisfied with their current AI stacks. While there's always room for improvement, most developers feel like they're on the right track and making progress. Some industries like healthcare, education, business consulting are reporting higher levels of satisfaction with their AI stacks, while sectors like government and energy are lagging a little bit behind. This is probably due to various factors such as regulatory constraints or specific challenges faced by these high maintenance industries like governments or energy, where there's a lot of policy and red tape slowing everything down. When it comes to improving the AI stack, the main focus seems to be on the middle layer where tools and models interact. Developers are craving a lot more flexibility to experiment with these different tools, switch between models, and find the perfect combination for their needs. And as these tools become more accessible and their APIs improve, that's only going to improve as well, which could be a key to unlocking even greater efficiency and innovation in AI development. Okay, so just some closing thoughts for today and on the report in general. We've done a huge deep dive into the nitty-gritty of AI adoption in the workplace, but now it's time to zoom out a little bit and look at the big picture. What does this all mean for the future of work and where AI is ultimately headed? And the evidence is pretty clear. AI is already transforming the way we work. Nobody listening to this podcast should be surprised by that. From individual developers to product teams and senior leaders, AI is proving its worth across the board, but it's still definitely early days, and businesses are still learning how to harness AI's full potential. The data definitely reveals a shift toward more mature and refined AI development practices, and developers are focusing on specific use cases and building applications that deliver tangible value, which is a great sign of progress, but it also highlights the need for continued learning, continued experimentation, and just tailoring of these AI models. To truly unlock the power of AI, developers need more than just cutting-edge technology. They're going to need executive buy-in. They're going to need the adequate resources, computing and otherwise, and a robust data governance framework where their data is clean and well-maintained. And this is where leadership can play a crucial role, providing the support and guidance necessary and required for these companies to have successful AI initiatives. Okay, that does it for part four and our retool dive into the state of AI for 2024. And it also does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.